听力课堂，听 class.com。
Friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks so much for joining us today. Today, let's talk about a new technological breakthrough, specifically as it relates to undersea robots. High-tech robots, which are being used to explore the ocean depths, can now practically run forever, thanks to a clean, free, and unlimited source of energy. What is the source of their power? We'll leave you to think about that. And while you're thinking, please open your magazines to page 14 and follow along as we read the lesson titled, Undersea Robots Go Green.
Undersea Robots Go Green. Undersea robots no longer depend on batteries for power. What can stay at sea for possibly years at a time, run on natural energy, and will do what you tell it with no questions asked? It's certainly not a human or a sea creature. Is it an alien from another planet? No, it's an undersea robotic glider now being used for the exploration of our ocean's abysses. The first green undersea robot. Scientists have been experimenting with this torpedo-shaped undersea robotic glider since December 2007. This green glider, powered by heat energy harvested from the ocean, is the first self-propelled undersea vehicle to journey great distances for long periods of time.
Hi, friends, and welcome to Studio Classroom. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip. And thanks for joining us for this month's technology article. We're talking about robots, specifically undersea robots. And these are not just any undersea robots, but these are undersea robots that are going green. They're becoming more environmentally friendly, or better for the environment.
So undersea robots no longer depend on batteries for power. And you probably know that batteries are not very energy efficient. Sometimes they're not very good for the environment. So we are going to see how these undersea robots are going green in today's article.
And our article starts off with a question. It asks, what can stay at sea for possibly years at a time, run on natural energy, and will do what you tell it to with no questions asked? Huh. Now, Chelsea, this does seem like a unique thing. It can stay at sea for years at a time. It does what you tell it to, like it obeys your commands, and it uses natural energy.
Right. So we know right away that it's not a human, and our text goes on to say that it isn't a human or even a sea creature. And then we ask another question. Well, is it an alien from another planet? Well, no, of course not. It's an undersea robotic glider now being used for the exploration of our ocean's abysses. Now, we have a couple of words that we want to look at there. The first word, let's look at that word abyss. An abyss is a place that is so deep, it doesn't seem like it has a bottom to it. So the ocean is very deep and has many abysses. But Chip, what is exploration?
Well, exploration is the experience of exploring an area, where you're going to an area and you're learning about it. So here we're using these robotic gliders to explore the ocean's deep holes or deep abysses. Now we have some more information for you that you might find interesting.
So Sending humans down to explore the ocean depths can be very dangerous. However, with the development of undersea robots, the danger factor has been removed, making the impossible possible. Here are three once-impossible things undersea robots have helped humans do. Discover Titanic's grave. Recover gold and other treasures from ships that sunk centuries ago. Extract oil from the Gulf of Mexico.
Wow, very interesting. Let's learn about the first green undersea robot now. Scientists have been experimenting with this torpedo-shaped undersea robotic glider since December 2007. Now, if something is torpedo-shaped, that of course means it's shaped like a torpedo, and a torpedo is a very long, cylinder-shaped object that is often used maybe in war with a military. For example, a submarine or an underwater ship would maybe fire a torpedo during a battle. Well, this is a torpedo-shaped undersea robotic glider, and they've been experimenting with it for a few years now.
Okay, yeah, since December 2007. Now, this green glider is powered by heat energy that is harvested or gathered from the ocean. And it is the first self-propelled undersea vehicle to journey great distances for long periods of time. Now, if it's propelled, we know that that means it's being pushed forward or it's forced forward. And if it's self-propelled, then it's pushing itself forward.
That's right. It doesn't need the help from a human being. There's not a person inside this glider driving it. It is self-propelled. It moves forward on its own. Well, we're going to take a break right now, but first, let's visit the chat room.
Hey, Ashley, I'm wondering about a word I read in Studio Classroom today.
Okay, maybe I can help you.
Great. The article mentioned an alien from another planet, but when I read it, I was reminded of something else.
You mean a different kind of alien?
Yep. When someone applies for their green card or permanent residence in the United States, sometimes it's referred to as an alien registration card. But Ashley, isn't it kind of offensive to be called an alien?
I agree with you. It isn't the best term. Someone who is not a citizen of the country they live in is sometimes referred to as an alien. A resident alien is a foreign citizen who is legally allowed to live in the States. Well, someone who is here illegally would be an illegal alien.
What other terms would you use to refer to foreign citizens?
A more commonly used term today is immigrant. An immigrant is someone who comes from their home country to live in a different country. In fact, some of my ancestors moved from Europe to America a few centuries ago. They were German, English, and Dutch immigrants.
Ah, that's interesting. You know, I hear a lot of issues concerning immigration laws these days.
That's right. Immigration refers to the process of becoming a permanent citizen in a different country. There are different rules and laws for immigration depending on the country.
When you're at the airport, isn't there a place called immigration?
Yes. When you enter a different country, you have to go through immigration. That means you show your passport and other identification to an official. If everything is valid, then you are allowed into the country.
But you wouldn't be an immigrant if you were only visiting a country. Immigrants want to live in a foreign country permanently.
Exactly. Does that answer your question?
Yes, Ashley. Thanks for your help. 现在课文提到 an alien from another planet. Alien是指外星人。 其实alien这个字就含有外国的不同性质的意思。 因此呢，alien也可以指外国人、外侨。 那定居在一个国家的外国人有可能是resident alien，合法居留者，也有可能是 illegal alien, 非法拘留者。另外一个常用的字是 immigrant, 就是移民的人。那这个字是来自 immigration, 就是移民、移居。immigration 这个字还有一个地方会常看到，那就是在飞机场，还有跟国与国的边境。immigration 就是入出境管理。当你要进入一个国家时，你就得先通过 immigration。好，我们下次见。
Welcome back, everyone. You know, it's been said that we humans know more about outer space than we do about the ocean. So, these undersea robots are doing us a great service as they deepen our understanding of the deep. Okay, where does the robot get all of its power? Well, technically speaking, it comes from the sun. The sun heats the ocean water. The robots then collect that heat energy and convert it into power to do their work. In this next portion of the lesson, we'll learn more about what exactly these robots do. Let's continue the reading now on line 15.
Undersea robots go green. However, since this glider depends on battery power to operate the onboard instruments and rudder, it is technically a hybrid. Its potential. Unlike most battery-powered undersea robotic gliders, this one's energy source is virtually unlimited. Consequently, study of the ocean's depths around the clock for multiple years at a time is no longer out of the question. Gliders in this category are designed for long-term, long-distance journeys that are impossible or impractical for humans to make. Thanks to this glider and other inventions of this nature, exploring our blue oceans is becoming more efficient and greener all the time.
Welcome back. We've been learning about the first green undersea robot. And we were learning before the break how this particular, or the first of the green undersea robots, was self-propelled. And that's what makes it special. It pushes itself through the ocean, and it uses heat energy gathered from the ocean.
But we go on to learn that since this glider depends on battery power to operate the onboard instruments and rudder, it is technically a hybrid. Now remember, there's not a human being inside this glider driving it. It is self-propelled, but it does need help from batteries to run. And those batteries help move its onboard instruments and its rudder. Now, Chip, a rudder is a part of any type of ship. What exactly does it do?
Well, a rudder guides the direction of the ship. And actually, compared to the rest of the ship, the rudder is a very small part of the ship. It's usually a flat piece at the very rear end of the ship. And it guides the entire direction of the ship. So here, the batteries are being used to operate the onboard instruments and the runner. So these onboard instruments would be instruments that are on board, or they're within the ship. Sometimes we talk about being on board a plane or on board a ship.
And because of the fact that we're not only using heat energy from the ocean, but also batteries, that makes this special robotic undersea glider a hybrid. And something that is a hybrid is using two different energy sources to make it run. You might think of a hybrid car that is both electric and uses gas. So the same is true for this special robot.
Okay, well, this robot or this glider has a lot of potential. So moving on to the next section, our article says that unlike most battery-powered undersea robotic gliders, this one's energy source is virtually unlimited. So it is virtually without limit. Now, Chelsea, what does virtually mean?
Well, virtually means almost entirely. So this special robot's energy source is almost entirely unlimited. That means it almost has no limits at all. And so consequently, the study of the ocean's depths can happen around the clock for multiple years at a time, and that is no longer out of the question. So they're doing this around the clock, Chip.
Right. That means that it's able to do this 24 hours a day, the entire day, not stopping for 24 hours. It's around the clock. Now, we have some grammar on the go information that might help you with one of the phrases in that sentence.
Hi, friends. Greetings from Cape Cod, Massachusetts, USA. Our article today is about undersea robots, and I'm on my way to go visit the research institute that's responsible for putting these undersea robots in the ocean. But before I head on over, here's today's grammar tip sentence. Consequently, study of the ocean depths around the clock for multiple years at a time is no longer out of the question. Notice the phrase at the end of the sentence, out of the question. It's an idiom that means impossible. So today's sentence just means because of this undersea robot's energy supply is practically limitless, the study of the ocean depths around the clock for multiple years at a time is possible. Use this idiom, out of the question, when you want to talk about how something is or isn't possible. For example, let's say Sarah has always taken a vacation every summer. However, since she has lost her job, she can't afford a vacation this year. So we can say, for Sarah, taking a vacation this summer is out of the question. Or let's say you're in the mountains and you need to make an emergency phone call. Unfortunately, your cell phone is out of battery power. So you can say, try to use my cell phone to make a phone call is completely out of the question. Well, friends, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining me here. I do hope to see you again next time. Until then, this is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. So these undersea robots are working around the clock to explore our ocean's depths. And gliders in this category are designed for long-term, long-distance journeys that are impossible or impractical, meaning not practical, for humans to make. And so thanks to this glider and other inventions of this nature, exploring our blue oceans is becoming more efficient and better for our environment, greener, all the time. Well, that's all the time we have for today. We hope you enjoyed learning about this underwater exploration robot. Right now, we're going to watch a video and then see a skit.
The challenge is to get an 8-foot robot to cross the Atlantic. It's a groundbreaking mission that's giving us data that we haven't had before. This data is critical to understand how the ocean is impacting climate change.
So we have to understand what's going on in the ocean because it regulates the climate. And to understand the ocean, we have to sample it. And the only way we're going to do that is with robots.
There is a big urgency here. We're at a race against time because the oceans are changing in our lifetime. And major changes in the ocean have always resulted in major changes of life on Earth.
The odds are very slim that we're actually going to get this vehicle across. This is not something that's easily done.
There is very little that is more risky that you can do with a robot than this. This is the cool room. This is our Houston. This is our mission control right behind us. It's the most advanced ocean observatory on the planet. This is where all the data comes in, just like they launch at Cape Kennedy, but they command in Houston. This glider has a long and scary journey ahead of her. She has fishing nets that could grab her and end the mission instantaneously. We've only been out 5 days and we're already in danger. We're heading for a fleet of scallopers, so we have to get out of there quick. There's hurricanes that can just toss her from the tops of 50-foot waves down into the troughs.
This is a weather map for the ocean. We're flying from one storm to another storm.
We get storm to storm to storm to the Azores.
There's the sea monsters. There's all kinds of biology out there. The squid, the sharks that can latch on, attack anything at any given time. Well, we've crossed all the way from New Jersey to the European side of the ocean. Scarlett has flown longer than any other glider in the world.
For 6.5 months.
The most critical parts of any flight are the takeoff and landing, and the landing's the hardest part. That's what we have coming up.
Winter in Spain is a very bad time to be at sea on the North Atlantic. Sometime over the next week, we should be in Spanish waters. If we make it, we're the first ones to fly a glider across the Atlantic. And that's big.
Hi, Professor. What are you doing here at the underwater laboratory?
I'm trying out my new invention.
Oh, and what have you invented this time? It looks like a torpedo.
No, it's a self-propelled undersea vehicle.
Self-propelled?
That's right. It's powered by heat energy harvested from the ocean.
Finally, a toy that doesn't need batteries.
Well, the instruments and the rudder, they depend on batteries.
Oh, so it's a hybrid.
Technically, yes.
Well, it looks great, but what does it do?
This robotic glider does whatever I tell it to do without asking questions.
Such as?
It can study the ocean depths for years at a time.
Around the clock?
That's right. Its energy source is virtually unlimited.
So it's designed for journeys that are impossible or impractical for humans, right?
Exactly. Thanks to this glider and other inventions, ocean exploration is becoming more efficient and greener.
Hey, that's wonderful. Let's put it in the water and see if it works.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们看 exploration 这个名词 EX 这个字首有向外的意思，所以 exploration 是指探索、勘察或者是探测。例如 Human exploration of space never seems to cease， 人类对太空的探索似乎从不停止。或者是 The research team started an in-depth exploration of the South Pole last year，这个研究团队去年开始在南极进行深度的勘察。接下来我们看的是 self-propelled 这个形容词。self 是指自己， propelled 本来是 propel, P-R-O-P-E-L, 推进这个动词的过去分词，所以加在一起 self-propelled 是指不用人去拉动的，自力推进的，或者是机器推动的。例如 a self-propelled vacuum cleaner, 自行推动的自动吸尘器，或者是 a self-propelled boat, 机器推动的船。最后我们看的是 around the clock 这个成语。around the clock, 绕着时钟转一圈，就是指日以继夜地，或者是不眠不休地，当副词片语使用。例如 three shifts of workers work together around the clock to meet the deadline。三个班次的工人一起日以继夜地赶工，要在限期内完工。或者是 The witness was guarded by the police around the clock. 证人24小时受到警方的保护。 And you don't have to study English around the clock. Just make sure you listen to us every day.
Undersea robots go green. Undersea robots no longer depend on batteries for power.What can stay at sea for possibly years at a time, run on natural energy, and will do what you tell it with no questions asked? It's certainly not a human or a sea creature. Is it an alien from another planet? No, it's an undersea robotic glider now being used for the exploration of our ocean's abysses. The first green undersea robot.Scientists have been experimenting with this torpedo-shaped undersea robotic glider since December 2007. This green glider, powered by heat energy harvested from the ocean, is the first self-propelled undersea vehicle to journey great distances for long periods of time. However, since this glider depends on battery power to operate the onboard instruments and rudder, it is technically a hybrid. Its potential. Unlike most battery-powered undersea robotic gliders, this one's energy source is virtually unlimited. Consequently, study of the ocean's depths around the clock for multiple years at a time is no longer out of the question. Gliders in this category are designed for long-term, long-distance journeys that are impossible or impractical for humans to make. Thanks to this glider and other inventions of this nature, exploring our blue oceans is becoming more efficient and greener all the time.
Cairo Arrival. Chapter 31. The stench was everywhere. Every once in a while, a breeze would blow through the exposed cracks in the stucco walls, providing a very subtle but welcomed wisp of fresher air. Fresher, not fresh. How could people live in a garbage dump? Jenny's father, Dr. David Tsai, had never in his wildest dreams imagined he'd find himself in such a situation. Of course, there was always concern in the Middle East of pickpockets, having your house broken into, and of course, terrorism, but Egypt was relatively safer than other areas. Besides, he was an administrator, no real authority, and had never been interested in politics, nor was he wealthy. But to be kidnapped, he had simply never considered the possibility. Now that possibility was a reality. At first, when they abducted him at Khan el-Khalali, he thought he was being robbed. But he soon realized it was something more than money they were looking for, something far more valuable to them. He still felt quite new to Cairo and was not regretting not taking up the offer by the embassy for intensive language study. Friends, there were certainly a lot of high-level vocabulary words in this lesson. If you felt like the lesson was too difficult, check the words you underlined in your dictionary and then perhaps this weekend read the lesson aloud to yourself and then listen to it again online or with your Super MP3 CD. On how to get the most out of each low, medium, and high-level studio classroom lesson, refer to our 9 helpful tips, which you'll find on page 3 in your magazines. Friends, until we meet again, have a great day. Bye-bye.